I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
I just don't know what to say.
Oh, right.
No, there's something real. There's something very great that Sarah's done to one of our team members. It's actually not great. It's illegal.
The situation was interesting. We unpack it
now.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
You know, usually I play a bit of music under the... I just think we might go without music.
I think this calls for no music bed and just my voice because it's that serious.
I don't know what's going on.
Earlier this week, our 23-year-old producer, as Aaron, came to me in confidence, called a meeting with me alone, and he said, Lise, I've got to talk to you. And I said, dear God, what's happened? And he said, well, Sarah asked me if I would come to her house to set up her new smart television. And I said, yes, I was across that. I know that Sarah's bought a fancy TV and it's got Netflix and all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I don't know how to set it up.
Well, that's fine. And he was fine with that. He said to me that he said he was happy to do that for you.
Well, I said
it's
I'd
what
pay
happened.
Him.
Yeah, he's not taking issue with payment or no payment. It's what's happened once he's arrived at your house that he feels uncomfortable with. He came to me to discuss this before he was going to take it to HR. So because I wasn't there, Sarah, I'm just going to call him in. As, can you come in, please?
Can you? I mean, I offered him
$50. Because I feel I need to be a I need to be a mediator in this. It's not the payment, Sarah. Okay, Az, do you have a microphone?
Hello.
Producer Aaron on the third mic in the studio. Az.
Okay, I don't know what you're about to whinge about, but you could have just come to me.
Well, no, I think he's uncomfortable just coming to you. He needs more people in the room. Az, talk us through what happened when you sounded the doorbell at Sarah's residence. What has made you feel uncomfortable? What has ensued from the doorbell ring onwards?
So I arrived.
Okay.
She opened the door and it was very dark inside. And I thought, this is weird. Maybe there's an outage. Maybe there's a power outage. I walked in, candles everywhere.
What?
Lit candles everywhere. And just some soft music playing in the background, like some Norah Jones.
Oh God.
Or some Dido.
Scotty, we know what Norah Jones means.
That's Sarah. What I like my house to be like. When the kids aren't in there, I like some nice, chilled music. And I like my home to smell of jasmine and musk. Why is that an issue?
Okay. All right, so that made you feel uncomfortable. Did you feel it was semi-seductive?
I thought there was a lot going on.
Okay.
I wasn't standing in front of you in a negligee saying, call me Mrs. Robinson, for God's sake.
Okay, hold on. Let's go to her appearance. What was she wearing?
I think she was wearing a dress.
I think that was her dressing gown.
Oh.
Okay, it was a dress or a dressing gown.
Oh.
Was she standing in a doorway?
She was standing in a doorway.
Was her right arm up on a door frame?
She was winking.
It bloody wasn't, Aaron. Okay. Aaron, I welcome you into my private space, my private room.
Well, is that a euphemism?
Oh, sounds like happened. Oh,
away from the work environment, because I feel like I like you. I like the skills you bring.
Again,
every woman needs a millennial in their life to fix technical issues.
Sarah, this is all sounding dope.
And I said I gave you $50 cold hard cash to set my TV up.
I felt dirty.
I gave you my set top box, and I said, plug this in.
Is set top box a code?
No, it's not a euphemism.
I think it's a euphemism.
And I said, hook me up with Netflix so I can chill.
Sarah, you can't say hook me up with Netflix so I can chill. This is what's made the boy uncomfortable.
It just means relax.
No, it doesn't mean relax. What? So we've got candles, we've got Norah Jones. We all know that that's your special music.
She did show me her master bedroom at one point as well. She was giving you a tour of the house.
We just
There's candles. There's candles.
That's not indecent.
There's Nora Jones. There's softly dim room. And then there's the phrase Netflix and chill.
You know what? I wish I'd just stuck with a dumb TV. Then I never would have had to have this onerous interrogation on national radio. I wasn't trying to seduce you. You'd know if I was.
I'm implementing a new rule in the show. We can only hang out in groups of three or more.
I think
we
so.
We need to prevent this happening again.
That's not right.
Aaron, you have an invitation to my house next week.
Those I'd two love girls. To come.
I'll give the candle.
You like potatoes, and I like potatoes. You like tomatoes, and I like tomatoes.
All right. Get ready to lean in and listen, because there are two types of people in the world for any given situation or opinion.
That's right.
Now, this week, we are covering the huge issue of sneezing.
That's right, because I am what one would call a theatrical sneezer. I'm very physical in my sneezing.
I mean, it doesn't even cut it.
It comes to me, Sarah, and I must give it a very dynamic action, because there's a lot of energy in a sneeze. I can't contain that. I need to kick a leg. I need to throw an arm up.
We were walking down the street the other day and I witnessed this firsthand, because Lee's obviously had a little nasal tickle and out came the gust of wind. Do the sound.
Well, I mean, I can't, like, you know, it's just like an achoo.
Oh, it's bigger than that.
I don't know. Well, I can't fake it. Someone bring me pepper, for the love of God.
Imagine someone dancing in The Greatest Showman and then they sneeze. That's the level of theatre we're talking about with Lee's.
I mean, sometimes I put my fingers together like a James Bond girl and aim it during the sneeze. So I'll be like, oh, no!
That's it. That, I mean, there is no hiding the fact that she has an allergy to something. Okay, so that's Lee's.
Sarah, me, on the other hand,
I'm a silent imploder.
It's so not that good means for you.
It's like this.
It's not good. Her organs internally are not in a good state.
I do feel like that air has to go somewhere, and I'm not sure where it goes, but that, it's, I feel, is a much more socially polite way of sneezing. I mean, I've got relatives who are like you, Lees. My dad, if I had to spell his sneeze, it would be W-I-F-O-O.
He's whiffoo.
Whiffoo! There is no doubt when he has emitted some air.
I think it's an exciting time of your life when you're sneezing. I look forward to my sneezes. 13, 10, 60. Are you team Lees? Are you team Sarah? That's it. You've got to tell us now. So pick up your phone, dial us. Are you a theatrical sneezer? Do you move your body? Do you emit great sound? Or are you like Sarah?
Do you hold it in? Are you anally retentive? A silent imploder when it comes to sneezing?
It's involuntary, Sarah. There's so much energy in a sneeze. Why not put it to good use and flail your limbs around?
It's almost a workout. I've seen you
do it.
I've seen you do a burpee. I've seen you sneeze. And I think you burn more energy
with a
sneeze.
You, on the other hand, I don't know how you're still alive, because you contain those sneezes deep into your soul,
mm-hmm.
and it's like an internal implosion. I don't think it's good for you.
It is. Just a...
Yep.
You
sucks
heard that.
It in. Nathan, 13, 10, 60. Team Lees or Team Sarah on this one?
I think on Team Sarah on this one.
Yes, great.
Whenever I sneeze, my left hand always touches my right shoulder, my right hand touches my left shoulder, and I always say the "ah" part of it three times before I let out the "choo."
Oh, God. Okay, so you're not Team Sarah,
no,
Nathan.
You're team
Leads.
Yeah, so you basically look like a mummy in a coffin with your arms crossed, like a dead person who lets out a gasp of life in the sneeze.
Yeah, I can't sneeze without doing it. I feel like I haven't sneezed otherwise.
You've got to hold, so you actually have to hug yourself when you sneeze.
He has a process.
Pretty much. I've seen it on a TV show when I was about 13 years old, and for the last 10 years it stuck with me.
So hang on, you saw someone sneeze on the telly and you thought, that'll look good, I want to do that.
I thought I'd try it and give it a go, and now I'm stuck with it.
You know what, Nathan? I'm going to try it. Next time I sneeze, I'm going to have a little thought for you, and I'm going to try that very move.
Paul, what type of sneezer are you? Are you a theatrical sneezer like Lee's, or a silent imploder like me?
Definitely a theatrical sneezer.
Great, Paul. Talk us through.
Well, I can't exactly hold it in because I just feel like I'm like imploding.
That's right.
I can't. You just can't hold it in. I've just got to let it out, and I get told most of the time by my partner that I'm extremely loud. Why can't you hold it in?
It's annoying. That's why, Paul. That's a very not so subtle message that she's saying. Rein it in, mate.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, you can't hold it in. It hurts.
It does hurt, Paul.
I don't understand how people hold it in.
Look at Paul, the power and the passion coming through.
You know, the thing is, Paul understands that a sneeze is about your body trying to get something out. So why hold it in?
You're saying wherever you be, let your sneeze blow free.
Oh, Sarah, why must you rhyme stuff? Kevin, 131060, round us out.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Are you on my team here? You like to sneeze loudly and use your body, or are you with Sarah?
Oh, I'm 100% Team Lees. I'm a very violent sneezer.
Violent?
How violent, Kev?
Well, a couple of years ago, when I sneeze, I arms out straight both ways.
Yep.
And I lean forward and then I lean back and do it in very fast motion. And once I was standing a bit too close to a wall, and on the backward motion, I hit the wall with my head and knocked myself out.
Kevin, did you see anybody about that?
Well, no, I've got an allergy to dust. So if there's any dust in a room, I start sneezing straight away, and all of them are equally as violent as each other.
Please tell me you rocked up to an emergency room and with a concussion from sneezing and told the doctors.
Absolutely.
That.
Wow. Kevin takes the prize for most theatrical sneezer. That's outstanding. Just give yourself a wide
I can safely
berth next
say
time.
That my silent internal containment of a sneeze has meant I've never given myself a concussion.
100% of calls, Sarah, that came through. We're Team Lees. Theatrical sneezes all the way.
Well, have your say on our Instagram, at Lees and Sarah.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I want to talk about big booties. Yes, I do. But I want to talk about the big booty of a German rat.
Ooh.
Because there have been photos of a portly rodent who got stuck in a manhole cover.
No.
Yes, yes. If you can imagine a morbidly obese Stuart Little looking at you with fear, that is the picture that's doing the rounds at
moment. I'm looking at it right now and I'm feeling emotion.
I'm going to take that rat home and raise it as my own.
Yes.
So this female rat apparently managed to get stuck in a drain cover, and she was spotted by two young girls in a small German town on Sunday Arvo, and they then called animal rescuers and emergency services, right? Now, firstly, an animal rescuer rocked up, but he couldn't free a chunky little rat. So the firefighters came in to finish the job. Do you know how many firefighters rocked up to the scene? 9.
Wow.
9 firefighters to free a rat. I mean, it must have been a slow day at the station. That's all I can think. They used an animal capture noose to grab hold of it, freed it, and pushed the rat back into the sewer. And then one of them said on telly, she had a lot of winter flab and was stuck fast at her hip, which I feel like is what I say about myself after winter. I mean, we've all been that rat, haven't we? Not necessarily stuck in a manhole cover, but trying to get into our duds.
Does that rat need to consider the 5-2 diet? Like a bit of intermittent fasting from here until spring?
Perhaps. Too much
Needs
brie.
To watch its macros. I mean, I'm looking at it.
I don't even know what macros are.
I don't either.
Talk about macros.
What are macros?
I started watching my macros and I found such a difference. I'm like, well, I think I'm on the micros then. Does that even make sense? I don't think
it does. I want to be the type of person who knows what macros are.
I don't know if I do. I'd rather be this rat having adventures stuck
in drain
covers.
I mean, look at its little
covers.
Face. We'll put a photo of it up
but
on,
can
on
I,
our
can
Instagram.
Can I just flip this a little bit too?
Yes.
Your husband, Dane, is a fireman.
You know, I'm trying to think of, he did rescue an animal recently and 5 of them went down to rescue the animal, because a lot of people do call the fireys when there's an animal in distress.
Yes.
But I'm trying to remember what animal it was. I have a feeling it was, oh, that's right. Someone
come with us, listeners, on the journey of Lisa's brain.
Someone called the fire station because they thought there was a dog stuck in a drain.
Right.
They could hear a dog barking and they thought, oh, dear God.
I mean, drains. We can't an have animal's this. Worst enemy.
So they called Dane and he went down.
To the drain.
Dane went to the drain. Okay. And it turned out to not be a dog, it was a frog.
Oh.
A frog in a drain, which is its natural bloody habitat.
Mm, it's a new children's book coming your way soon too.
When Dane went to the drain and it wasn't a dog, it was a frog.
Sounds like an excellent
Who wants to give us a book deal?
Show and tell. We're accepting offers. I'm guessing they didn't try and rescue the frog.
Well, they figured out it was a frog, so they must have gone deep in the drain.
Five of them. Well, they've been beaten by this German mob who've rocked up with
amazing. Nine. You know what? I'd do whatever it took to save a fat rat.
Well, they threw it back down the sewer, which
it
seems counterproductive. Mm. It got stuck coming out of the sewer, so they've just thrown it back down so little Rhonda Rat can try and get back up with her winter flab and repeat the whole process. Look, anything to bring a fireman to a job, I'd say.
Everyone loves a fireman.
Everyone loves a fireman.
Sorry to stop the flow of the break, but macronutrients is what macro is short for.
Yeah, but what are they?
They're the calorie content of food. The three categories of macros are fats, carbohydrates, and proteins.
Oh, so when you're saying when I'm people, watching my macros, it just means I'm watching my calories.
What losers? Oh, is that God. What they're saying?
It's a hipster word for calorie.
Calories.
Oh my God, that's
counting
basic.
Calories. Boring.
Yeah.
Tell me
such a long lead into this
new.
Song.
Is this what this song is? Tell me something. Yeah,
tell me about macros.
Girl, tell me something, girl. Tell
Those
me something
two
about
girls.
Sarah, I think I need to get my youngest son's eyes checked. My little Maxie, who's 5. We were in the car yesterday on the way home from school and we drove past a Dan Murphy's store, you know.
A Bottle-O.
Yeah, well, you know, the liquor giant, liquor superstore.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how on the Dan Murphy's signage, there's also like that signature dark green portrait sketch of Dan Murphy himself, who was obviously a person.
Yes.
Right. Max, we drove past, we were sort of stuck in traffic past this particular Dan Murphy's store and Maxie looked up at the sketch of Dan Murphy and he said, Mum, is that great-grandpa?
No, he didn't. Yes. Really?
And I said, yes, it is.
Yes, it is. We've got a fortune coming our way.
He does have a striking resemblance to my grandfather, otherwise known as Pappy Giraffe.
What?
That's what the kids call him, don't
Why?
Ask.
Why?
Because his name is Gerard. It's a French name.
Yes, I'm
Gerard.
Aware.
Gerard,
mm.
Right? But the kids don't know how to say Gerard or, you know, I call him Pappy Gerard.
Yes.
So they hear it as Pappy Giraffe. Giraffe.
Wow.
And my grandfather loves it so much that he said, let them call me Pappy Giraffe, please.
I mean, the names your kids have for their grandparents is a whole other talk.
And this is their great-grandfather.
Isn't there Munya?
There's Munya, there's Poe, there's Babbo, there's Mammy, there's Pappy Giraffe. I mean,
it
it's a zoo.
Sounds like some terrible children's show. That's exact. It should be a stage show that's touring at your local civic hall.
Do
that's
you
what
think
it sounds like.
I could go to Dan Murphy's and just say I'm the heiress?
Just show them a photo of Pappy Giraffe and say, this is my bloodline. Give me the Smirnoff.
I haven't heard that name Smirnoff since 1998.
Which is weird because in the years preceding, that's pretty much the only name you'd heard.
Good point, Scotty. Thank you. Thanks for your contribution.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
That was today's show. Sarah's just making her way back in with some water.
Oh, thank you.
Live to serve you.
For your... What?
It's my pond stand.
Your pond stand.
Taking some pond stand.
I mean, that sounds like something that grows on a body of water.
Today...
Pond stand.
Pond stand.
Today something happened in the show that was near the start of the show as we did live on air. So it was like an hour ago. We've forgotten about it. But you guys got very angry regarding macronutrients.
Sarah, this tastes weird. What have you put in it?
I just put water in the filter, out of the filter thing. Maybe it turned it into the sparkling thing or the soda water.
Macronutrients.
I mean, don't bitch at me. I just got you water.
It tastes sweet.
Macronutrients.
Yes. Yeah.
It really doesn't taste good, Sarah. What if
you've gotten over your rage about macronutrients. Over to the water.
I just used the thing on the tap with the blue light and I pushed it backwards and it filled the cup up. Prior to that, I scooped it in the toilet.
Do you know Minnie's drinking out of the toilet?
That's disgusting.
I don't enable that.
Okay, put your lid down. Oh my God, there are people who just leave their lids up in their house.
Sarah, I have a house full of boys. What do you think? Do you think it's my choice to have that bloody lid up? You try living with three doodles.
Wow, dreams are free.
Wow. The simple answer is that the water in your toilet bowl is often fresher and cooler than the water in your dog's water bowl.
No, she's just lazy. You know what? Great Danes are inside lap dogs in giant animal bodies. She does not like to go outside.
Do you not put a water bowl on the veranda just where she can eat?
Yeah, it's on the veranda. She's a lazy bitch. Quite literally.
But so how is it less lazy of her to go and walk to your bog and then put her head down the bowl, which is a stretch, and then lap up the old piddle water?
I don't know. No, it's clearly flushed, but she just drinks. It's annoying. I hear her and with it echoes in our old Queenslander.
That's so gross.
It's so gross.
Yuck. Whose toilet is she doing that in?
The boys' toilet.
Far out. Okay, well, you need to start implementing them, telling them to put the
They're never going to put, listen,
to put the lid down.
I, at this stage in my life, I'm just grateful that I'm not on my hands and knees with baby wipes wiping the piss off the floor, which is what I've had to do for the last 5 years.
But do you make the boys clean up if they... Because a friend of mine, she's got a couple of boys, and she put a photo up on Facebook of her boy with his wipes clean. He was about five.
Yes, I do.
And
make
I
them
thought
do
that's,
it.
That's brilliant because she's like, you make the mess, you clean it up.
That's right. I don't know. I mean, how hard is it? If I had a hose sticking out of my body permanently, I could aim. You know those things at the shows, like the Ecker or the Sydney Easter show? I would win competitions. You aim at something, you get it in the hole, boom, you get a fluffy toy. How are they aiming it on the freaking floor? What?
Whatever! Is this the start of the podcast or the end?
I don't know anymore.
We've already done
but
the
do you
start.
Know what I mean? If yeah. you had a hose yeah. connected to your body,
yeah.
right?
Why are you so angry at me? Why are your eyes like slits in my direction?
They've got King Dingalings attached to their bodies and yet they still don't know what to do with
but
it.
But you know what happens when you let a hose go and it does go
yeah,
a bit like,
yeah, but why are they letting it go? Hold it.
I don't have one, Lise. You're looking at me like
Hold
I have all the answers. Quite
it.
Frankly, I don't know how blokes walk around with them. Their whole life. Drive me nuts. Pun.
Did you get through this? Is that everything you need to say about...
I'm like, hold it at the base. It's Maxi. Maxi just like hands up. And then it does a... No, it's not the hokey pokey. Hold that thing down. I demonstrate. And I don't even have anything to hold on to.
I mean, they're a built-in toy for them, aren't they? It's a mystery to me. As a mother of daughters, I can't get my head around how often they have to do something.
I wish you had a son. You don't know how much I wish you had a son.
No, well, you can take my two and I'll take your two and we'll do a trade.
Oh, well, they already want you to take them to Hawaii, so... I think it's a given that you're getting my two at some stage.
Because your eldest daughter one time did say that she was going to get a new mum that had a pool. But I suppose you've got a pool now.
I've got a pool now, so I feel like I crossed that up now. She's like, I'm going to get a new mum who drives a motorbike. Oh, okay. Well, that's never going to be me. So,
Sarah, I can teach you. If I can ride a motorbike, you can too.
No.
Do you reckon your girl's interest in the motorbike is an in theory?
Just like how you taught me to drive.
manual.
A manual car. That turned
that
out
was
well.
Painful.
Bunny hopping through the McDonald's actually, in the final test.
If you can't drive a manual, there's no way in hell you can ride a motorbike, actually. No,
I think we can safely say I would choke. And
and on that
there's
note,
a choke on a motorbike.
And on that note, I'm now going to choke Sarah.
Do you reckon your girls actually want to ride a motorbike, or do you think it's a?
No, I just think they look in awe at Lise's family that she lets them take risks.
Mm.
I think, you know, because it's such daredevil behaviour in our world. I mean, a 5-year-old on a motorbike blows my mind. What are you doing with my beautiful boy? Because that little one of Lee's is like, he does something. He's like Puss in Boots. He's got these great big eyes and he's like a little angel. And
but then he says things like, did you kick him in the dick?
But that makes it even funnier because it's juxtaposed,
you know what it
with
is?
His this... angelic little face.
This is what
and
happens
that
when you have an
mouth.
Older brother is that he picks up words that he's not meant to use.
Mm.
Is he going to be the troublemaker?
Oh, yes.
Great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Remy's straight and
Remy's
narrow.
Remy's quite
he's
straight and
he's got
narrow.
Very high moral standards.
Very high standards, Remy does.
I don't know where he got those from. That's a must be from his dad.
How long has Aaron been wrapping us up for? He's not in my eye line this morning.
I've seen his finger do a twirl 5 times now.
He's not in my eye line this morning. I haven't seen him.
Which is funny. He was giving me the wrap it up signal when he was at my house too.
All right. Bye. Have a good day.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.